This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we always begin with the salah and the salam upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on this night of Jumu'ah, Ya Allah. As we begin our day of Jumu'ah this evening, Ya Allah, we continue with the salah and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, it was taught to us by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if we send salah upon him once, that it's returned by you for us 10 favors over, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you for the barakah of the salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask you for the healing that's in the salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask you for the expanse of rizq that is in the salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask you in the deterrence of harm and the protection from evil that is in the salah and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we ask you for the protection from envy and hasad and nadar and evil ayah, Allah, by the salah and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, with the salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our needs are met, Ya Allah. As we make dua for him, it is with his blessing, with your blessing upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our needs can be met, that you will make mention of us in the highest of places, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, join our name with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let him know that we have greeted him, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Allah. Let the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know that we have sent the salawat upon him, Ya Allah. On the day of judgment, let him recognize us with the markings of our wudu, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow him to command the angels to call us forward that we can be near him, near Al-Hawd and Al-Kawthar, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make the salah and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our greatest dua in the day of Friday, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we search for you. We search for our forgiveness in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make the salah and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means for our sins to be forgiven, Ya Allah. Let it be means for our body to be strengthened, Ya Allah. Let the salah and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be reason for our hearts to be made steadfast, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are loving of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fearing of you, Ya Allah, as he ordered us to fear you, Ya Allah, that we come closer and nearer to you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Akram al-Akrameen, to elevate us and not to humiliate us, Ya Allah. Let the means of the salah and the salam upon the Prophet be reason for us to be forgiven our sins, Ya Allah, that you're maintaining your sitra upon us, Ya Sittir. Your veil over our sins remains until we repent to you, Ya Allah, and that you do not expose us for the wickedness that you know of within us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we all of us, we have our sins before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all of us, we have our mistakes, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us emancipation and forgiveness for them and from the punishment of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to shade us with our sadaqah, Ya Allah. Shade us with our charity, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Make us from those who are forgiven, Ya Allah. Protect us from our errors and sins, Ya Akram al-Akrameen, Ya Waliy al-Mustadhafeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are blessed, Ya Akram al-Akrameen, with the best of characters and the best of manners, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless us with the faith and the acceptance of truth, like Abu Bakr was accepting of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiyallahu anhu. Oh Allah, give us the discernment and the wisdom of Umar, radiyallahu anhu, the humility of Uthman, and the bravery and wise judgment of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhum wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us the courage of Asadullah Hamza, radiyallahu anhu, and to give us the knowledge of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless us like the wealth of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, radiyallahu anhu, and to give us the tune of the beauty of reading the Quran like Ubay ibn Ka'b. Oh Allah, grant us the memory of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Make us from those who have an insight and an understanding of the Quran like Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us the determination of Usama ibn Zayd and the love of the Prophet for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us the dua that is mustajab, like you gave Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, radiyallahu anhu wa Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us a tawbah like that of Abu Lubaba, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, and give us the service like that which was given to Anas ibn Malik, the khadim of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, beautify us as you beautified the form of Dihya, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Grant us the eloquence of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib when we find ourselves in debate and needing to have a resolve and answer to the questions put to us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the command and the leadership and the guardianship of Khalid ibn al-Walid, your Sayfullah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the zuhd and the forsaking of the luxuries of the dunya that lead away from you, Ya Allah, as was blessed by Abu Darda, radiyallahu anhu, ala al-Sahabati ajma'in. Ya Allah, we ask you to bless us with the friendship of Salman al-Farisi and the endurance and patience of Bilal al-Habashi. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us fearless and give us the fearlessness of Al-Qa'qa. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us the regularity of our tahajjud prayers as you bestowed upon Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu anhu, an abah, wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless us with multiple hajj as you blessed Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhu, who performed 60 hajj, one after another, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us the adherence to the sunnah, like the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, Abdullah ibn Umar, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the guardianship and the protection that you gave to Hafsa Umm al-Mu'mineen, the wife of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the guardian of the Qur'an. Oh Allah, we ask you to favor us as you favored Safiya binti Huyayyin, radiyallahu anha, our mother, the wife of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant us the nobility and the heir of regality of Ummu Salama, radiyallahu anha, the mother of the believers, the wife of our Nabi, radiyallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us the sharpness and astuteness of Umma Amara, radiyallahu anha wa ardaha. We ask you to grant us the resoluteness and the steadfastness of Umm Ruman. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us the poetic eloquence of Al-Khansa, and the thankfulness of Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu wa anha. We ask you, Ya Allah, to beautify our daughters with their great characters, Ya Allah, and to grant us the ability to teach them that which is right and protect them from that which is wrong. Ya Allah, grant us the tawakkul upon you as was granted to Fatima to Muhammad, the daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, al-Zahra, the wife of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the mother of al-Hasan, al-Hasan wa al-Husayn, radiallahu anha wa anhum ajma'in wa jama'ana bihum fil jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us the piety of heart of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, the Amin of the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the amana of Abu Dharr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the diplomacy of Amr ibn al-As and the chivalry of Safwan. Oh Allah, grant us the caution in all of our affairs of that of Mu'ad ibn Jabal. Ya Allah, grant us the strength of Safina and make us from those who are given the promise that was made to Ukasha to be near the Prophet in Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for the resilience of Zubayr ibn al-Awwam and the eloquence of Suhail ibn Amr. Oh Allah, grant us the love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as was bestowed upon the heart of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Ya Allah, grant us the freedom from the dunya as you granted it to Mus'ab ibn Umayr, who turned to you when luxury beckoned. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us the prowess and the poetry and the eloquence of Hassan ibn Thabit, the defender of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us to be the trusted like Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu wa arda. Oh Allah, make us from those who are given the character of these blessed sahaba. But most importantly, Ya Allah, in this blessed night, we ask you to grant us the great akhlaq and habit and ethics of the best of humanity, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi afdhalu salam wa atamu taslim. Oh Allah, we ask you to bring us close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make us close to him in this dunya by following his sunnah, preferring it to our own desires, and make us from those who are led to his path, led to his way, that our heart inclines to what he has called us to, and it disbands and disunites from anything that opposes him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us as we walk upon this earth, to help us as we are entombed in our graves, and to support us on the day of judgment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are faizin, those who are successful in life, successful in the akhirah, successful in Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are together with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the best of company in Jannah al-Firdaus, ma'a al-Nabiyyina wa al-Siddiqina wa al-Shuhada'i wa al-Salihin. Oh Allah, we make to you the dua of the Quran. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we've wronged ourselves, and if you don't forgive us and show us your mercy and grant us your compassion, we will always remain as losers, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, uplift us and don't bring us down, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, uplift us and don't allow us to be humiliated, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, uplift us with our iman. Allahumma ij'al fi qulubina iman. Oh Allah, place iman in our hearts. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Beautify our hearts with this blessed faith in you, Ya Allah. Allow us, Ya Allah, to face the challenges that we have in life with resilience and with faithfulness, Ya Allah, with reliance upon you in whatever difficulties we find ourselves in, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, assist us and don't hurt, humiliate us, Ya Allah, by our own sins and our own wayward ways, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us and to assist us and to help us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Wali Al-Mustadafeen, Ya Man Anta Huwa Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illa Hu, Ya Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ya Rahim Al-Dunya, Ya Malik, Ya Malik Al-Mulk, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal-Ikram, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal-Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. Oh Allah, you are the Eternal, the All-Living, the One who sustains all. We seek from you salvation, Ya Allah. We turn to you in these blessed last 10 nights of Ramadan, putting forward our salah, putting forward our charity and our zakah, putting forward our siyam and reading and listening to the Quran. O Allah, we put this forward and know that it is not enough to honor you as you deserve to be honored, Ya Allah. It's not enough to worship you in this way as you deserve to be worshipped, Ya Allah. But we seek your mercy, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. You are the one who wrote upon yourself, obligated upon yourself, that you will deal with us mercifully, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, show us your mercy. Oh Allah, show us your mercy, Ya Allah. Allow us to feel it in the difficulties that we face. Inna ma'al usri yusr, whatever hardship that we're in. We know that in it is the ease that you have promised us, Ya Allah. We believe in your word more than we see and witness our circumstances, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty we witness in life, we know that you do not burden a soul more than it can withstand, Ya Allah. We know that sometimes the tests in life are a sign of your love to bring us back to you and closer to you and to wake us up from our heedlessness and forgetfulness of you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to remember you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to remember you that we don't forget you again, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to contemplate and to study the Quran and to take it more seriously so that we can change over our life what we need to change, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make the Quran the spring of our heart, the light of our chest. Ya Allah, make the Quran the removal of our sadness and sorrow, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us from those whose dua is answered in these blessed nights, and make us of those who stood before you in Laylatul Qadr. Oh Allah, if Laylatul Qadr has passed, count us from those who have witnessed it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if Laylatul Qadr is with us today or tomorrow or the next day, Ya Allah, allow us to be from those who stand before you seeking it, Ya Allah, worshipping you in it as you deserve, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us our neglect, Ya Allah, our sinful impulses, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, against the evilness that we find within our souls. Allahumma inna ala anfusina. Oh Allah, help us against the whisperings of the shaitan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect us from our own selves and our own wickedness, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to become better as we exit Ramadan than when we entered it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, some of us are struggling with depression. Others are struggling with food security. Ya Allah, there's some of us who are looking for a job, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, some of us are looking to repair their relationships with those who they're estranged from, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, some of us find ourselves in difficult domestic situations, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, open for us a gateway out of every hardship and difficulty, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we testify that none is worthy of worship you but you, Ya Allah. We glorify you in a way that no one is deserving but you, Ya Allah. Subhanaka, Ya Allah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. We acknowledge and I acknowledge my mistakes before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we make the dua of Prophet Yunus, Ya Allah, that saved him from the darkness and the ocean, Ya Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Oh Allah, save us as you saved Yunus, Ya Allah. Make an exit for us as you saved him, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us as you saved Ibrahim from the fire, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us from Jahannam as you saved the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Hijrah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us from the punishment of Jahannam as you saved Musa from the touch of Fir'aun, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us as you saved Dawood from Goliath and Jalut, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from the punishment of Jahannam, Ya Allah, as you saved all of those who came before us upon righteousness, Ya Allah. You saved Lut alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam. You saved our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, grant us safe passage and make us return to you with faith in our heart, Iman upon our lips, and that the last words that we say is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Oh Allah, we end as we began, sending our salah upon the Prophet in this night of Friday. In the beginning of this blessed Friday, there is no better dua than the salawat upon the Prophet. Oh Allah, we are going to make the salah upon the Prophet as much as we can all throughout the night, Ya Allah. Here we make it 10 times together, Ya Allah, seeking your help and your and healing, Ya Allah, seeking a barakah in our rizq, Ya Allah, seeking a forgiveness for our sins and a steadfastness of our heart, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين والآخرين وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على محمد في كل وقت وحين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد صلاة تنجنا بها من المهالك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم. جزاكم الله عنا خير الجزاء. I look forward to seeing you again after my Fajr prayer, maybe your evening then. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you khayr al-barakah and accepted fast, accepted qiyam. May you remember me as we've remembered each other now. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad. Try to make 100 salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before you sleep or if you've just woken up. This is one of the ways for you to increase your productivity, happiness, joy, and connection with Allah and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget the orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the shelter of your shade, of your charity on the Day of Judgment. If you click on my profile page, you can find a way to still send your Eid gifts to these young, beautiful children, and at the same time to also assist in sponsoring some of these orphans for 1 year's life, inshallah. May Allah grant you its barakah. Allahumma ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salli allahumma